Savion Glover is a Tony Award-winning choreographer and the greatest tap dancer to ever lace up a pair of tap shoes, according to the late Gregory Hines. At the age of 10, he starred in the Broadway musical The Tap Dance Kid. He both starred in and choreographed the musical Bringin' Da Noise, Bringin' Da Funk, for which he received a Tony Award for choreography. Glover has made numerous appearances on Sesame Street. This year was nominated for a Tony Award for his choreography in Broadway's Shuffle Along. Glover will premiere his latest work, New Sounds, at The Egg in Albany tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. It is an evening of contemporary tap with his company of dancers and the premiere of his collaboration with the acclaimed jazz saxophonist James Carter and his quintet. Tomorrow afternoon, as part of The Creative Life, a conversation series at UAlbany, produced by the New York State Writers Institute, University Art Museum, and UAlbany Performing Arts Center in collaboration with WAMC, I'll be talking with Savion Glover about his craft at 1 o'clock at Page Hall on the downtown SUNY campus. To preview it all, we welcome Savion Glover to the roundtable this morning. Savion, thank you very much for being with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Joe. Thank you. How about yourself?
Very good. Very nice to have you on the program and looking forward to our event tomorrow. It should be lovely. What give us a sense of how you've been working on this New Sounds and what this latest work is about.
So the evening will consist of myself, other tap dancers who I've worked with in the past, whether recently on a production that was on Broadway called Shuffle Along, and other dancers that I've worked with in the past and have established relationships beyond the dance with people like Marshall Davis, Robin Watson, and Carissa Royster. And then I'll also be collaborating with the James Carter Organ Trio. Maybe not the organ trio, but his band, which I'm very much looking forward to. But the evening itself, it's basically myself exploring through the dance new sounds, new ways, actually new music to present the form or to marry the dance with, given the listener or the audience an opportunity to hear the dance celebrated in another light, if you may. A lot of times, you know, we are enjoying the dance to straight ahead jazz or something like that. For this particular show or production or evening, I've explored just some new music and given the tap dancers an opportunity to experience some new sounds within their own craft as well.
Are you still learning new sounds? Are you still discovering new sounds when it comes to you and the dance itself, tap itself?
I continue to discover not only new sounds, but new ways to produce or articulate those sounds through the dance.
And the articulation comes about how? I mean, is that through discovery? Is that through practice? Is that through new music, new times?
Yeah, it's through life. You know, Gregory Hines has reminded me, and continues to remind me in his absence, that, you know, certain people or artists or whatever, we get to a point where the ideal of going into a room and practicing not becomes meaningless, but you live the life, you live the dance, so that you don't necessarily have to go into a room and practice, but you practice consistently, you practice in life, and you be with family, or you be with friends, or you learn new things about yourself through life, so that when you go on the stage, you are better prepared to express yourself. So rehearsal is basically living life for me at this point. I mean, unless we're doing some group choreography mm-hmm. or anything like that. Otherwise, I am best expressed at improvisation. So I live life. I discover these new sounds and new ways to, again, articulate what I want to express. And then when I go to the stage, I just have my way.
And having your way, I mean, that's the performance, right? It is a performance as well. You're having
exactly.
your way.
Yes, precisely.
And, you know, I've heard performers or some performers who say that that time on stage, that hour and a half, that hour, whatever it is the best part of the day. But for you, it's sort of the culmination, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I am so thankful to be alive in this time, in this present day. I live it. So when I get on that stage, it is part of the best time. I mean, my life is great. I mean, my life is not perfect, but my life is perfect because it's not perfect. So I like that. And, you know, just being on stage just gives me an opportunity to express how grateful I am to these men and women, Jimmy Slide, Lon Chaney, Gregory Hines, all of the pioneers, Sammy mm-hmm. Davis, how grateful I am for their energy and lessons and everything that they've taught me and shared with me as human beings. And I expressed that through the dance. And yeah, man.
Savion Glover will perform his latest work, New Sounds of the Egg, in Albany tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, he will join me for a conversation in our Creative Life Conversation series with the University at Albany, produced by the New York State Writers Institute, the University Art Museum, and UAlbany yeah. Performing Arts Center. Savion Glover, I look forward to that, and thank you very much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Joe. All the best to you. I look forward to speaking with you.
Great
tomorrow.
Pleasure. Thank you very much. Again, Savion Glover will be at The Egg tomorrow night at 8, theegg.org. You can also go online and look up the New York State Writers Institute and find out more information about our event at Page Hall tomorrow at 1 o'clock. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.